Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Takeaway. What are they shouting down in the Gulf? Incoming. There's a new CEO incoming to BP. Probably affects everyone's life down there one way or another. Tony Hayward is out, and the entire mess in the Gulf is
affect their lives, though?
Well, we're going to find out. It's all on the to-do list of Bob Dudley, who's the incoming CEO who takes over on October 1st when Tony Hayward is off to Siberia or something to handle BP's operations in Russia. Joining us to talk about what is the impact in the Gulf and what is the impact on the oil industry generally, Captain Danny Ray, we already spoke to. He's owner and operator of Calm Water Charters in Grand Isle, Louisiana. Thanks for being with us, Captain.
You're welcome.
Alice Schroeder is with us, a Bloomberg News columnist, author of the Warren Buffett biography, The Snowball, joins us from Greenwich, Connecticut. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
Let me begin with you. You know, where does the industry, and particularly BP, go from here? I mean, this is a changing of the guard, but it seems to me there's more of a tectonic plate movement at work here in the entire industry.
Well, absolutely. You've got a situation here where BP is scrambling for cash in a situation where their drilling operations have been sharply curtailed and assets are more valuable than ever before. And we've seen that in the announcement they've just made. They've sold some very, very valuable properties to Apache that they've announced this morning. And I think you're going to see it like trading cards going forward because of the ban on drilling.
Well, they take a $32.2 billion charge just for the Gulf mess, a $17 billion loss for the quarter. How sustainable is that?
Well, in theory, they've taken a charge for the whole thing, except for any fines that they might have, for example, for the Department of Justice and SEC criminal and civil investigation. So they've booked a lot of the cost now, but, you know, this is a very important report they filed this morning. It's the first report since the spill, and so it's designed to impress us with the seriousness of their response, and all the numbers are very dramatic. In fact, they even said that they've had a board meeting or board committee meeting nearly every week since April 20th. And I think the $32 billion was designed to put a big headline number up there.
Right, right. It's Alice Schroeder, Bloomberg News columnist. To Captain Danny Ray, you know, Tony Hayward is out. Okay. You know, we got a response on thetakeaway.org of somebody saying, I really hope BP doesn't go out of business because we really need them to continue handling this. Is that a fair characterization of what a lot of people are thinking, even like yourself?
That's a pretty good overview. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done on the Gulf of Mexico, not just in Louisiana, but our neighboring states. And, if, you know, you got to swallow your there's a lot of animosity towards BP also. But in a certain way, we need BP to stay the course and finish the work, cure their problem. So I guess it's a let's stand by and see what happens attitude. But we certainly need BP to be financially solvent through this process.
You know, there's a psychological issue, it occurs to me. You know, when we focus on, you know, closing off the wellhead and getting the leak done, okay, BP has to handle that, and certain aspects of the cleanup BP has to handle, and yes, they're going to pay out money. But as this gets into the sort of day-to-day cleanup, sort of the implications of this become clear, it's not BP that's going to be doing it. It's going to be you and your neighbors doing it. It's your job all of a sudden. How does that psychological shift affect people?
Well, I mean, we're the guys on the boats right now. We are cleaning it up, but that's a tough question because I don't think this is a deal that'll be over 6 weeks from now. It's kind of evident we go a couple weeks without any oil showing up, actually. And then just yesterday we had oil hit the coast in two locations, like 5 or 6 miles from here. So there's so much unknown about the marine life aspect of it and actually what this oil is doing, whether it's plumes of oil out there that just show up when they want to show up.
Right.
We're all kind of trapped in this fiasco.
Well, we're glad we have you to talk to about it, because I think, you know, we're trapped up here not really knowing the kind of day-to-day reality that people in the Gulf are experiencing. Alex Schroeder, let me ask you this question. Tony Hayward goes off to Russia, right? I don't particularly care, whether he can put his kids through school or not as a result of all of this. But it does concern me. I mean, he's going off to Russia. What if the implications of this Gulf tragedy are really that, okay, if you're in the U.S. waters, you have to really play by these serious environmental rules. But over in places like Russia or, say, Nigeria, it's a sloppier situation. You can sort of do what you want. Is that going to be ultimately the lesson here?
I think that's very clear, because they've already announced that they're going to be doing the same type of deep water drilling elsewhere in the world. And, you know, they haven't even proven that they've capped this well yet. So we've clearly got different standards here, and that's not going to apply everywhere else.
But this is a small planet. I mean, if that's the takeaway from this disaster, environmentally, that's even worse than what's going on in the Gulf, because it means that disasters all around the world that we may never hear about are going to be the result, the upshot of this deep water drilling program.
It's unfortunate that, you know, the money trumps everything in situations like this, and it can affect us over here when things happen on the other side of the planet, and we don't have a great global environmental agreement that would deal with that right now.
It's Alex Schroeder, Bloomberg News columnist. Danny Ray, what would you say to a boat owner in, say, Nigeria or in Indonesia, who's looking at the reports out of the Gulf and wondering if the environmental controls and the sense of accountability in the United States extends to anywhere else in the world?
I'd quickly say, keep your eyes on them. Don't turn you back.
Really? And you'd say that even to the Russians?
Even to the Russians.
All right, to Captain Danny Rays, owner and operator of Calm Water Charters in Grand Isle, Louisiana. Alex Schroeder is the Bloomberg News columnist, author of Warren Buffett's biography, The Snowball. She joined us from Greenwich, Connecticut. We want to talk to you, our listeners in the Gulf. As Bob Dudley struggles to clean up the Gulf, what should be on the top of his to-do list? Paying the affected, cleaning up, look elsewhere to drill for more oil, deal with shareholders, investors. What do you think? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. I know Captain Danny Ray has an answer to that.
About what should be at the top of the to-do
list? He's got a to-do list, that's for sure. Stay solvent so you can keep cleaning up
exactly.
This
Exactly.
That's right.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.